Welcome, Dr. Elizabeth Wisniewski from Santa Barbara, California. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be part of this.
Wonderful. Well, you are a big part of the WOW community. You've been a WOW speaker. You are a WOW leader and a WOW chapter president. So I am so delighted. I also have been mentoring you for years, and I just have to say, I am blown away at how you've been blossoming and growing and expressing true purpose on the planet to serve at the highest level. So can you share with us and the listeners today what is really authentic about you and your journey as a healer and a holistic practitioner?
Yes. So I was born with a rare eye disease, and eventually over the course of my lifetime and 30 surgeries, I ended up losing most of my sight, but what I gained was a greater vision for myself, for chiropractic, and for the world. And so part of that vision has been working with women, collaborating with women in my community and beyond.
That is so beautiful. And what is some of the wisdom that you have gained with the lack of sight? I would have to say with more vision than anybody I've ever met. But what's some of the wisdom that you have developed through your journey?
Well, I love how you're using sight and vision. And I think that's really important for everybody to understand is when I say sight, I really am focusing what is out there in the world, that sensory organ, the eye. And with vision, I'm looking at lasting purpose, my mission in life. So what I've gained is that there's so much more than just sight. We really need to embrace our world. And so that's through hearing, that's through tasting good organic food, listening to music, maybe burning candles or incense, having essential oils. There's so many other ways to embrace our nervous system and to experience the world. And as a chiropractor, I really focus on the nervous system. So that's when I'm always talking to patients and everybody about it. How are you experiencing your world? So let's take it out of the visual, stop using just our sight, and really tap into our heart space, who we are, our innate intelligence, and you can use innate intelligence or life force, chi, prana, whatever you want. But it's all getting back to that core, who you are and where you're going. So that's vision for me.
Can you share some of your vision and inspiration that you wish you had known when you were a younger girl and what you know for sure now as a woman?
I can. And so that's a fun question for me because I'm going to be turning 30 this year, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I learned in these 29 years? So I've really been thinking about that lately. And so it may seem cliche on the surface, but really it's been from my parents and that they truly knew what was best for me. And I lost my mom half my lifetime ago when I was 14. And I'm still learning from her every single day, knowing that the lessons she taught me in those short 14 years were really powerful and very meaningful. So for women, it's maybe if you don't have your parents, you don't have your mom, find a mentor. I fortunately found you, Dr. Hewitt, so I also had that support system when I moved across the country for graduate school. So find a mentor, find somebody who has been in your career field or has a similar life path but is further along that journey and can really guide you and mentor you, because that's so important. So I'm learning from you, and I'm learning from my mom, and I talk to my dad every day. So just tapping into that wisdom, and that's that universal intelligence. So it's all out there, and it's really up to you as a woman, as a person, to find a way to tap into that, because it's all out there, but you need to embrace and acknowledge it and then ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because there's that guidance and people want to give that to you. But I think the biggest problem is, as we're younger, we're afraid to ask for help. So my advice is, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think it's a beautiful process, and you can tap into the universal intelligence and the wisdom of people that are older than you.
I love that. Thank you for that. And what I like to say is, women do better in groups. We are true collaborators and nurturers. And when you call me, Elizabeth, asking for help and guidance, you're not a burden, it's an honor. So I want the listeners to know that when you reach out for support from other people and women that you trust and love, it becomes a sacred space for intimate healing. And I like to encourage women that when you do create that sacred space with each other, make sure it's not a dumping ground. Make sure that it's coming from a place of ownership and healing and nurturing. And my experience mentoring Elizabeth, every time she calls for help, which she doesn't really need help, she just needs a loving voice to support what her inner guidance is already telling her. So you're a great role model to all of us, Elizabeth, and we're all watching your journey, and the blossom in you is incredible. So I'd like to ask you, as you're blossoming, what is the most beautiful trait that you love to see in other women?
I love seeing collaboration, because I think that's when women really tap into their genetic potential and fully express that genetic potential. We are really meant to collaborate and support one another, just like you were saying. It's not a place to gossip, to dump, whatever it is. It's really a time to come together and collaborate. So I see that in my community of Santa Barbara all the time, with healthcare practitioners and all sorts of people, where they're, how can we work together, raise help in our community, raise awareness in the community through a supportive and loving environment.
Now, what does it mean for you to have a spiritual life?
My spiritual life is all over the place, but in this, it's a really beautiful chaos, because I find time every day. And for me, I meditate a lot, but it may be a different form of meditation every day. So some days, depending on what's going on in my practice, I'm more of a chop wood, carry water. I'm doing dishes. I'm folding laundry. I'm doing something, but I'm meditating. 3 to 4 days a week, I practice yoga. So I'll be in Shavasana, and that's when I meditate. So I always find time for that. It's making the time, I think, is a better way of putting it than finding time. So you really have to create that space for you. And when I do that, I go into my heart space, and that's where I sink in the deepest, into my soul, into my being, my innate intelligence. And I communicate with it and ask what it needs, how I can support it, if it's more meditation, if it's more water, more yoga practice, working out with my trainer, whatever it needs, I know that I need to provide it. So it's going into that space. And I go to church every weekend, and that's another form of meditation when I'm praying. So I find it throughout my life, and it's making that time for it.
I love it. And you've mentioned a couple of times universal intelligence and innate intelligence. Yeah. Can you expand on what that means?
Absolutely. So those are the terms we as chiropractors use, but a lot of ancient cultures and other healing disciplines use similar terms. So for a chiropractic, we use innate intelligence, and that's expressed through the nervous system, and it flows from above down, inside out. And so that's this life force. In yoga, they call it prana, and in acupuncture, it's chi. So it's this energy that's flowing to all 70 trillion cells, and it's the essence of who you are, is how I look at it. And further, universal intelligence is all this information that's out there in the cosmos, and it's the collective wisdom, the collective energy.
That is beautiful. So, and
I
too am a chiropractor and love the philosophy and the wisdom, because chiropractic came out of the 1800s, but it was really tapping into ancient sacred technology that has been around for not only centuries, but for millions of years. So I do love being a chiropractor for that philosophy. And what is really amazing about being a chiropractor is we address what are called subluxations. And in Latin, sub means below and lux means light. So for any of you that are listening, if you have low energy or you feel like you're not shining your light or you've got hormone irregularities or you're overwhelmed or stressed, getting adjusted regularly taps into the deepest part of your ancient sacred spirit technology, and it does start flipping on lights, turning on genes, making those proteins come alive and increase that vital life force that we all are striving for. So thank you for sharing that. And what are the four most important healthy ideas to stay well? And I know you are exploring so many healthy ideas in your life right now. What would be the four most important to you?
Number one would be daily movement. So this may be through yoga, maybe through working out with a trainer, at the gym, swimming, rowing. These are all the things I love and I do, but there's so many different ways walking. But our society is so sedentary, so it's really getting that daily movement and making that a huge priority. The second one that is extremely important is the food you're eating. Here in California, in Santa Barbara, I feel very fortunate because I can go to four farmers markets a week. But finding maybe a food co-op in your neighborhood or a farmers market or joining a community-supported agriculture CSA and getting a box delivered every week. But it's making the conscious effort to know where your food comes from, knowing the farmer, learning about the land, the soil, the water they use, the nutrients they use, so that you're giving your body the nutrients it needs and that it deserves. So we have movement and exercise. The next one would be taking time for spirituality. Maybe it's going to church, meditating, part of your yoga practice, whatever it may be. So we want to really embrace this mind, body, spirit, planet concept. So the fourth thing is going to be taking care of your body through chiropractic care. And that's what you were talking about, Dr. Hewitt, is we express our life through our nervous system. So when you have a subluxation, that causes interference there. So I really love when people can experience their entire world. It helps them move daily and they help them make better health choices overall. So it's movement, it's meditation, it's the food you eat, and it's taking care of your nervous system.
I would agree with those four. Let's have you confess your greatness and share the best thing about you that everyone should know.
The best thing about me is my heart. It's very vulnerable, but I find tremendous strength in that vulnerability. It's really open, but I like to invite people into it. And it's an asset. It's so hard being overly sensitive at times, but I'm learning every day in everything I do how to embrace that sensitivity and turn it from maybe what would look like a challenge into an asset. That's what my entire life mission and vision is about, is taking challenges and turning them into assets. So my heart has been a challenge, a time where I cry easily and I get emotional, but through so many different healing modalities and everything I'm doing, I'm really learning how to embrace that, so that when I communicate, it comes from my heart space. And when I receive information from another person, since I cannot see them, it's through that same heart space. So I feel it vibrationally, and it's on a very different level that we connect. And I truly feel like times my innate intelligence connects with their innate intelligence, and that's a really special moment. So, for example, when I'm with a patient and that happens, that's when I make the adjustment. In that moment, when everything's connected and I feel that. Or that may be when I'm just communicating with somebody and I give them a hug in that moment. So it's really tapping into that heart space and knowing it's okay to cry. it's okay to be emotional, but let's turn that into something that's really powerful and can change the world.
Well, and you get to practice that every day. So could you educate us out here that are listening to you what it is like for you to not have sight or the use of your eyes, but to have this deep internal heart space that reads the world from a very vibrational perspective? What is that like for you? And if you could share from a place of educating us on perhaps some ways that we could better communicate to you, support you, and help you when you're in communities with us.
Thank you so much for asking me that question. It's so important, the education piece. And I think one of the biggest things I really want people to know and embrace is that people with challenges, with disabilities, whether it's sight or it's something physical, whatever it is, whatever it may be, we need to treat them like a human being. And that may seem so simple on the surface, but for me, I've so many people talk down to me and think I may be mentally challenged or I cannot hear, or they'll speak to the person I'm with and not to me directly. So I want people to know it's okay if you're going to ask questions, but think about them first. Don't ask. I guess the best way for me to explain this is giving a few examples. So often I have people say, how do you get dressed in the morning? And I'm like, what do you mean? I put on my clothes and I know what they are. And I have an app on my phone that takes a picture and it tells me the color. So it's not hard. We have so much great technology out there. So, you know, just talk to the person like a human being and really be mindful and think about your questions or how you're going to talk before. And that's something we learn as children, think before you speak, but often as adults we lose that. So I think it's really important to be mindful of what you're saying, because your words and actions can greatly impact somebody. And a lot of times people with challenges or disabilities are going to be a little bit hypersensitive, oversensitive on those topics. So for the other person wanting to know more, create that space of sensitivity and understanding and know that this is going to be a vulnerable place you're going into, and to embrace that vulnerability. So that's really, really important. I think treating the person like an individual human being that has purpose and is this life force that's sentient and has intrinsic worth.
And I feel as a person, if I can speak for everybody out here, it's an opportunity for us to have intimacy with you. And so many times I think people are just really uncomfortable. They haven't been educated. They're not quite sure what to say. So I would just encourage everybody that's listening is if you have anyone in your life or in your community that has challenges, even if it's emotional challenges or spiritual challenges or addiction challenges, whatever the challenges are, it's the old saying, the pink elephant in the room, rather than talking around it, use it as an opportunity to create intimacy. And Elizabeth, for example, when you get into that intimate space with her, she does let you in, and what happens is you get into this beautiful space with her that you walk away from the conversation feeling like a better person. So thank you for that education. And I have
Absolutely.
To say, for the last, 4 years of spending time with you, you have really educated me and allowed me to experience intimacy and vulnerability with you. And you've shared a lot of your stories with me that have brought me to tears, because they're such beautiful stories coming from your perspective, and you let me into your world and into your heart space. So I just want to personally say thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is hard, but it's okay. And so I want people to know you have a challenge. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have days that are really hard, but embrace that and take it as a learning experience.
And you role model that, Miss Elizabeth, I have to say, that is for sure. So the theme of WOW is speak your truth. So can you share in a few words or a few sentences the most important truth for you?
The most important truth for me is some people may think I have a mental disability because I can't see, and other people think I'm a magical, intuitive unicorn, but I know I'm just me, and I have a huge heart and a lot to offer the world, so I don't need my eyes because I have my head, heart, and hands, and that's how I'll serve the world and change it.
Wonderful. And I just want to thank you so much for being part of the WOW community, being a WOW leader, being an inspirer and a healer and a goddess and just an incredible woman with so much purpose on the planet. So Dr. Elizabeth is in Santa Barbara, California, and we will be visiting her many, many times throughout the WOW community. So thank you so much for taking time to be on this CD, this WOW CD montage of incredible women healers.
Thank you.